For me, that's why I took a short break so as not to monopolize the floor. Based on the comments that you've made, they've been very valuable, of course. Our delegation is, of course, flexible as to the format you put forward. And we could discuss the last agenda item. Our logic tells us that it's better to listen first of all, present something afterwards, and then submit this to Capital. If you want to present us something, I can transfer it, and then tomorrow we could have some type of initial debate. I'd leave it into your hands. It's not at all a problem for us. We would be committed and pleased to work with any format you propose for tomorrow's discussion. What we thought would be ideal was to start out listening first, because as a chair, you take on many risks, and it's a source of pride for us. I'm not levelling criticism against you here. It's better for you to avoid presenting something, and then we have to propose something to you, and that we're questioning or challenging your document. So I think it's better to listen first, work on a number of ideas, then you draft a document, and then I would need to send that on to the Capital. But as I say, I'm extremely flexible on that, and I have no problem with that. On the informal consultations, I think I clearly put forward our position. I believe that your most recent proposal, based on written comments, could be an excellent idea on the understanding that tomorrow we could begin a debate on these issues. This is very innovative and important for my delegation. It's the most innovative thing we have on our agenda because we have debated the other items on other occasions and we know the positions of other delegations. But specific proposals, bearing in mind the next review conference, would be the most innovative and important element in this discussion. That is why I concur with you. Perhaps we could begin our discussion tomorrow on that matter. We could set up a mechanism based on a document you would produce or based on an open-ended convocation that you would send to member states. You would ask members to send in written comments, and in that way, we would be committed to the process. Now, I'm telling you that we're committed to the process, but I'm not guaranteeing that we could reply to you in writing because a request for views on the 23rd of September, I would need to send that to Capital. Experts would need to look at that. They would need to reply, and this would all have to happen before November. So it would be tremendous efforts on our part for our Capital experts. But I'm sure that they could work on whatever you suggest. We are willing to work in the best conditions possible. And we're willing to go along with any option as long as it doesn't imply informal consultations on substantive issues to which we could not commit ourselves. For the rest, we are extremely flexible as to your proposals. Thank you.